If you unpick the expression photo Bible, that gives you a clue as to how this application works. It's having photos and babbling about them, or to be more specific, it's actually about discussing imagery that you've chosen and presented. First thing you need to do is to create an account. When you've done that, you can create your photo babbles. The starting point is to choose a photo. It can be a photo that you've already got on your computer, or it can be one that you bring in from a Facebook account, or if you have the URL of an image somewhere else on the web, then you can pop that in and use that too. Caveat here being, of course, that you need to make sure that the image is available for reuse. So choosing copyright-free images, Creative Commons attributed images makes a lot of sense. Having chosen your image, you can then go ahead and start to add different features to it. You might want to tag it first of all in case it's searchable later on. You can give it a theme, so that gives it a sort of look and feel for when somebody else is viewing it. But the most important bit is the recording bit. There's a record button to click on. You need to allow your microphone to be accessed by PhotoBabble to do that. When you've done that, you have, I think it's about a minute's worth of recording. And that's pretty much it. As soon as you've done, you can share your finished PhotoBabble with others by providing them with a link to it. Or there are embed codes available, so you can embed it on your blog or a website. In addition, there are apps available for iPad, iPhone and iPod Touch. So that could be a really powerful way of using it. If you can do this in a mobile way while you're out and about. So imagine you've got one of these devices which has got a camera. You've got the PhotoBabble app installed and you're on a field trip in history or in geography. And you're looking at a particular feature. Rather than having the students writing it down on the clipboards or whatever, why not get them to snap a photo and then use that photo in the PhotoBabble and say or describe or explain what it is about that feature that's important or significant. It's simple in use and simple in deployment, and I'd encourage you to give it a go.